is the North Carolina Food and Beverage Podcast. And now, it's Max Trujillo and Matthew Weiss.
Happy holidays, everybody, here at the North Carolina Food and Beverage Podcast. I am your co-host, Max Trujillo.
And I am your co-host, Matthew Weiss. And we are back here with Jeremy Norris, master distiller of Broad Slab Distilleries out there in Benson. And it is holiday season. Yeah. Tis the season. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy birthday to my brother. It's his birthday today.
Oh.
Phil's birthday.
Phil, happy birthday, and a big win in our fantasy league this week.
Let's start there, Matt. You and I both did not make it into the playoffs of our fantasy league. We are both two of the four worst teams in our fantasy league. I, of course, was the absolute worst because you even beat me to really pummel any potential hopes that I could have squeaked in after losing to you directly 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. That ended my
career. You never thanked me for that?
Yep. You were the Baker Mayfield to my Raiders. That ended my season. Although the Raiders,
still not dead in the water.
As we talk on December 20th, and this episode releases on December 22nd, the Raiders' greatest win, most odd win of all time against those New England Patriots.
That was the craziest thing I've ever seen maybe in the last 30 years of watching football.
Jacoby Myers, do not throw a ball randomly when you are tied about going into overtime. Anyways, we're not a sports show, but the Giants still fully
Giants are in the playoffs pretty much. I mean, they need another win to seal it, but
they'll fall apart, Giants.
Yeah. Oh, they will.
Rooting for you guys. Jeremy, football? You got a team?
I don't. Look, so I get in this.
You're the Benson Bears?
No. So I don't watch TV. I don't look at sports.
Yeah.
The only sports I keep up with if my kids play. And I've got one, he's in college, and the other one's a senior this year. So after this year, I probably won't never go to another ball game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that sounds weird. Like, but I just don't have time. I don't have time to get into it. I'm always busy in the shop or in the field or in the distillery. And
Will your college kid get drafted by the Atlanta Falcons or anything?
No. I wish.
Yeah.
Well, then you would actually have to watch, though.
So I'd have to watch, but I wouldn't have to pay.
There you go. So. Hey, real quick, though, and it bears mentioning because this is one of the most historic events in the history of sports. I don't know if you watched, but the World Cup final, for those of you that soccer or football fans, was, I mean, it's going in the annals of the most historic games ever.
Yeah.
The French striker Mbappe, and then, of course, the legendary Lionel Messi from Argentina. It was an insane game with everything that you could ever imagine. If you haven't watched it, go check it out.
And didn't watch or give a shit this
you? Guy. Yeah. Man, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I was watching football.
But it magically ended 5 minutes before 1 o'clock.
That's right. But anyhow, all right, we digress. We're talking about holidays. Typically, this is like a news-related episode. But what's in the news today is that, as we record, is day 3 of Hanukkah.
Yeah,
happy Hanukkah. As you listen to it, it's day 5, I want to say, maybe?
Yeah.
I guess. If the math works out like that. So we're at halftime of Hanukkah right now. So what's going on in the Weiss household? How does this work? What are we celebrating, and how does it happen?
Yeah, so you know everyone's listened to the Adam Sandler song, 8 Crazy Nights. So there's 8 nights of Hanukkah celebrating the fact that in the Jewish temple in Jerusalem that they, after it was destroyed by King Antiochus, the Maccabees restored it and drove them out, and then they had no oil to light the menorah or the candles, what would be like the candelabra. They found a little bit, and that little bit of oil lasted for 8 nights. So that's why it's the Festival of Lights and celebration of this theme. And then there's become a tradition to eat like fried foods based on fried in oil. And so,
like a latke or something.
Yeah, so a latke, which is a potato pancake, and then traditionally it's eaten with either applesauce or sour cream or a mixture of both. Mm. And then we've been known to throw down a brisket as well, and maybe redo our matzo ball soup for the occasion. And then, of course, the kids love it because they get 8 nights of presents, which is pretty awesome for them. So we're doing that. We have a couple of Hanukkah parties, and my sister.
I've got a half-Jewish wife.
You are invited.
Where?
He was told you're working. Well, I can't tell everybody because then everyone will show up at my house. Yeah, but
everybody's knocking on the wife's door.
Yeah. Oh, we heard there are latkes here. My sister-in-law's making the latkes. I don't know if I'm going to do a brisket. I might smoke some chickens and do some matzo ball soup.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, then just to hand the baton over here.
Yeah. I'll, what's the Christmas like at the Trujillo household?
Well, as we all know, the more Christian holiday, Christmas, celebrates Santa Claus, of course, who came down from the North Star and just gives presents to a bunch of disrespectful, entitled children. And then and none of the parents get any of the credit for any of the stuff that was given, even though they're the ones that worked really hard, got taxed and paid really, really, you know, high wages and all that stuff to, like, you know, put all these trees under the,
yeah,
the presents under the
fought
tree.
Against Sinbad to get the right toy and stuff, right, like that.
Exactly. Somewhere Jesus is in there, and then there's a pagan holiday that they all connected it to, and it was the darkest day of the year.
Yeah.
I just heard the reason they picked the 25th was that after the winter solstice, which is on the 21st of December, of course, that it was the first day that you could acknowledge that the days were getting brighter, that, like, after its darkest day, it was getting brighter. It was noticeably like, the sun is coming out, the days are getting brighter, we're looking more like, you know, in a euphemistically saying, like, positive sense.
Yeah.
So let's make this the day that our Messiah was born, because no one actually knew when Jesus was born, so they picked this day. And that connected to, like, the pagan holiday of believing in that the positivity was happening by the days getting shorter. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just crushed all, like, the hardcore, you know, believing religious zealots that are out there.
But I saw Avatar 2, so, like, that's my new religion. That was amazing. And go see it. Go check it out. It may or may not have had to do with the really high ABV beers that I was having while at the Alamo.
Ah.
But tears were in my eyes almost the entire 3 hours of the movie.
Oh, nice.
I was like, this is so beautiful.
Okay. Well, the movie review later, Siskel over there.
Yeah.
But can we get back
to Christmas?
Yeah. What are you doing?
It's pretty nice at Crafton. We've decided that we're going to shut down for the holidays. So the 23rd, the Friday, will be our last day open for the rest of the year. And I'm going to literally check out mentally the 24th, 5th, and 6th. The 26th, of course, is my lovely bride's birthday, Felicia.
Right. She's going to be 27, right?
Correct. Yeah. I met her when she was 7. That's just weird. Or 4. Yeah, we've been together for 23 years. We are going to a friend of ours' house on Christmas Eve, and a former guest of the show. I'm not going to name her name as well, because everyone will show up at her house for a party. But we're going to show up there for some cocktails and some treats, and then go into the voice of the show, Brian Hoyle, going to his house.
In the evening.
In the evening.
Okay.
For a nice family dinner. See, the Hoyles are like the Trujillo's North Carolina extended family.
Yeah.
And Brian just graduated again from North Carolina State.
I saw that.
Yeah, in NC State.
Congratulations, Brian Hoyle.
Spending some quality time with the family and eat some delicious food. And then back, and then crazy work. Yeah, I could just announce this. We're doing some crazy stuff at Crafton, and we're releasing 2 new concepts in the beginning of the year. Maybe here, I'll officially announce it. Chef Kyle Tears, former guest of the show.
Yeah.
He was at St. Jacques, and he was at Whiskey Kitchen for a long time. He is on the Crafton team. He is now the executive chef, and we are building concepts with him that we will look to release and open in our upcoming locations in Clayton and in Wake Forest. But we're still going to have independent restaurants and concepts, or independent kitchens, but we will run some of them ourselves. And so in the new 2023 year at Crafton, we're going to have all this new food, new everything, kind of a redevelopment and an uplift. We listen to the audience. We listen to our reviews and everything. And I'd say, like, the one thing, the through line was service is great. Cocktails are great. Food could be improved, and the prices are kind of outrageous. And we were like, yep, we agree too. And so we are retooling those kitchens, and we're doing it kind of in-house to, like, bring a really great, positive way to go for the new year.
Nice. All right. Well, much like at Crafton, you upping your selection. Jeremy, you talked about it in the meaty episode about what's available now. Is there any special cocktails at the bar celebrating the holidays, or...
Well, TK does do a couple of holiday drinks, but, you know, honestly, that's kind of their thing. And
yeah, you have to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know the names. I don't know exactly, but they do little special drinks and things like that. And you would think, you know, if you got a bar right there on the farm, and that I'm not there a lot. Okay. I'm not at the bar. Honestly, when the bar's open and going, a lot of times I'm at the distillery or, you know, somewhere.
So what's your holiday traditions?
We will go up until about Christmas Eve, and we'll start winding things down on Christmas Eve. We usually cook out, have some family over on a Christmas Eve evening, and then we have some more family come over on Christmas Day.
Okay.
And we'll do the Christmas Day thing, and that's pretty much it. And then it's,
what's the traditional, like, what cooking out? What are you making?
We usually switch it up. You know, one, we may do it on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, but usually there's a steak involved somewhere. Okay. And you know, the next day it's either pork chops or chicken, something like that.
And what about drinks of choice? Are you sipping on your own supply?
You know, and all of the above. I mean, I like to drink other people's stuff so we can, you know, see how we stack up. And you know,
are you gonna have? Is there anything special being opened? Are you making like an eggnog or anything? Anything?
Nothing necessary. I may go tap some barrels.
Okay.
And pull some out of the barrels to carry to the house.
All right. Oh, so, yeah, what are we doing, Max? What do you got? Yeah,
so this has nothing to do with anything other than in the idea of sharing good treats and gifts. My business partner, Kip Downer, he brought in all of this Treaty Oak whiskey at the beginning of the year.
Oh, whiskey.
Okay. Well, Treaty Oak whiskey is from Texas, from Austin, and it's a really cool small batch whiskey company. Apparently, I think the national sales rep and he were college roommates or something like that. They've known each other for years. So he brought all this stuff in, and I've been sipping on it here and there, you know, as I do, like, throughout the year. But one of the bottles was, like, stuck behind another bottle, and I didn't look at it until just a couple days ago. This is the Waterloo Antique Gin, and I thought this was just another whiskey. It is not, my friend. This is a barrel-aged, barrel-rested. Here, I'll put up in the camera so you
can see. Smells great.
Yeah, super junipery.
But it's like a barrel-rested in whiskey barrels gin. I tried it, and it kind of blew my mind. And I thought, well, this is kind of fun. This has nothing to do with anything other than a new experience for everyone to try. Try yourself some Treaty Oak.
Interesting. All right.
What do you think, Matt?
Yeah.
Is that something tasty you would drink?
Like, I think
we have no allegiance to this. You can be honest and talk about this.
You know, like you were saying off mic, I'm not typically a fan of barrel-rested gin. I know
yeah.
A lot of people are going to be like, well, you have never tried them. And that's fine. But, yeah, I think I could drink a drink of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you're, it's interesting.
Not gonna order all the time, but this but on,
yeah,
a rock,
like,
or something.
Like, on a rock just by itself, yeah. It's
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think, like, the thing with gin, typically barrel-rested gin, is, like, you're gilding the lily. Gin already has all this juniper and, you know, even maybe like tea flavors and cucumber and all that.
Yeah, it's the original flavored vodka.
Right. So, like, so why are we also then flavoring it with all this oak treatment as well? But if you do it right, I feel like they did it right, where it didn't feel like it was a bunch of oak and gin flavor. It felt like it was actually combined
melded together. Yeah. It feels like really good gin and a really good aging process. So, yeah. Well.
What about you, Castle? The gin?
Oh, yeah. I'm not. I just don't drink alcohol. Like, yeah. Straight.
What's your holiday looking like? Get on the mic.
My holiday.
Get on the mic. Yeah. Everybody, say hello to Elizabeth Castle.
Hi. Well, I mean, 100% of my family is on the West Coast, so I will be hanging out with my dog, and
my dog,
and your dog, and Hershey. And you know, we have a maker's market coming to Crafton February 19th. It'll be from 11 to 3. It'll be bunch of different kinds of artists selling a bunch of different kinds of art. So I'm also going to sell some of my own stuff. So I'm going to be making a lot of epoxy resin earrings and jars and just little trinkets that I can set up a booth for.
Oh, cool. A productive holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
And a little plug for this, like, market that we're doing at Crafton, February 19th.
Yeah.
11 to 3.
Elizabeth handles all this. It's awesome. Live music, artists, artisans, all that. It's going to be really fun.
One last thing. Well, Jeremy, maybe I know you don't really watch movies. Is there any tradition or your son's, your wife's favorite movies for holidays?
I know one that's on TV all day is the, what is it, Christmas Story?
Christmas
Story. Watch it last night. Over and over.
Yeah.
And then what is the other one? Home Alone.
Home Alone. Yeah.
Yeah. It comes. You know, it's just the same stuff every year.
Okay. So there you go. You watch a little bit.
I've watched those several dozen times. You know.
I'll give one last shout out. Also, like our friends, the Griffiths over at the Pimento Tea Room in Holly Springs, who they were on the show a year and a half ago now, but. Chef Christy is incredibly creative, and she did a whole menu last night where I typically do a pairing dinner there that helps raise money for Cure Church for Cancer, for pediatric cancer.
Oh, wow.
And so last night she did a holiday themed dinner, and she did a scene from every dish that was inspired by all the scenes from like the greatest or most recognizable holiday movies, which both A Christmas Story and Home Alone was there. And then she put the QR codes on the menu that would take you right to that moment in that scene. So it was pretty cool. Super creative.
Real nice, Clark.
Yeah.
Real nice.
Yeah. And I'll ask you, but that is definitely my go-to holiday Christmas movie is Christmas Vacation for sure.
That might be one of the best. It's because it's not.
Every single year I find something new. I swear that makes me laugh, like that I didn't notice before, and I've watched it hundreds of times, literally.
If my face wasn't staple to the carpet, I couldn't be more surprised. yeah, exactly. That movie is awesome because it's kind of edgy. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not just so warm and fuzzy. It's not. It's a Wonderful Life. Which actually, if you do watch that movie, you're like, this is a dark movie. It's about death and all that. It's kind of not a great holiday movie, but what's the other one? Scrooged with Bill Murray.
Oh yeah,
that is a fantastic Christmas movie.
Okay.
Watch that one. It's a little bit more for grown-ups. It's you don't necessarily, the kids can watch it, but it's pretty
scary.
Yeah,
for those kids,
it's good. It's it's a bit of a Christmas Carol, but not completely.
Yeah.
And just watch Avatar now. Just watch the one and
Avatar two. That's Max's endorsement.
And while we're giving thanks or saying nice things and plugs for people, I couldn't get out of here without giving a shout out to Mr. Kyle Sutton, who I was telling you before, and then I didn't even finish what he did. He came to Crafton the other day and to a few friends and just dropped off a like 5-pound cured smoked loin, pork loin, with a cheer wine reduction in a mason jar and 3 small cayenne pepper mustard jars. He's like, here you go, man. I just made a bunch of these, and that's for you and your family. I did ask him, how should I eat this? And he responded, well, if you eat it like me, you eat it sad in your underwear over a kitchen sink in the middle of the night. But you could also warm it up over mashed potatoes if you like. And I've done both.
It's been good. They worked out both.
Both were delicious, cold or warm, clothed or not. Such a good guy. Just, like, a guy that thinks about his friends more than anything, and I appreciate it. So thank you, Kyle. And, we'll have to all get together. So
cheers, everybody.
Happy holidays to everyone.
Is this, this will be our last episode of 2022.
I mean, I think, aren't we going to put one out on the Thursday in between Christmas and...
Is there? Yeah, sorry.
So, but maybe...
Strike that from the record.
We don't know. We don't even know what that is. Or maybe we'll take a week off. Who knows? We'll figure it out.
Happy holidays, everybody. Go to Broad Slab Distillery. You will eat and drink extremely merrily.
Thanks for listening to the NCF&B podcast. And if you've stuck with us this long, review us on iTunes and remember, 5 stars are encouraged.